Blog Talk Radio.
I'm sorry, I didn't believe you.
Can I ask you something?
What?
You know I like you, don't you?
Yes.
And I hope you like me the way I like you.
Yes.
I was wondering if you would be my girl.
Oh, Michael.
Official. I have something I want to tell you.
Yes, Michael.
I'm not like other guys.
Of course not. That's why I love you.
No, I mean I'm different.
What are you talking about?
Delaware!
pretending not to see them. I saw a mystery guy, a broken bottle top, and a one-man show. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go.
remember. Fuck that. Michael forgot he was a nigga. He forgot he was a nigga. He forgot he was a nigga. That it was us supporting him. We had that big ass, greasy ass, bell pepper ass nose. That was us. Sitting the motherfucker wanna get white. And we kept giving the nigga chances and shit with the Villalago shit. You know that ain't no real goddamn shit. What nigga you know called Villalago? It'd be a line as big as a motherfucker to catch Villalago. You mean I can get my credit rating up to 720 by catching this shit? Fuck Michael. Fuck him. Fuck him. I don't give a fuck how good you can sing and dance. I got babies, you nasty motherfucker. You can't play with little boys' booty holes. And some of y'all looking at me like, I can't believe you saying that. It's a setup. Fuck a setup. Don't nobody say the same shit about you for 20 goddamn years. What the fuck is you talking about? If a motherfucker call you a crackhead for 20 years, bitch, you are smoking crack. Whitney done smoked her kneecaps off, and we still talk about Michael. He spent his whole life trying to be a white woman, his whole motherfucking life. Then as soon as a nigga get in trouble, now he wanna be surrounded by Muslims and shit. Michael, you ain't no motherfucking Muslim. You can't even be a Muslim. You got a white woman pork face. How you gonna be a Muslim? Half your face is pork, Michael. Fuck Michael, gonna get on TV and lie to us and tell us shit don't make no fucking sense. This nigga climbing up in trees and shit, talking about, don't you climb trees? No, motherfucker, we got bills and shit. Take your Peter Pan ass and make some peanut butter or some shit. Fuck Michael, telling niggas that done paid good money for him, telling us shit that don't make no goddamn sense. Talking about he put his nigga dick in a white woman and came out with two babies that ain't mixed. Who the fuck do you think you talking to, nigga? I'm a grown motherfucking man. You put a nigga dick in a white woman and got two blonde, blue-eyed babies? Nigga, fuck you. Fuck you. One of them babies' name is Blanket. You can't name no nigga baby Blanket. You can't name a nigga baby nothing soft. Not Blanket, Quilt, Comfort, or none of that shit. Fuck Michael. Michael, we know what the fuck Michael doing. We've been knowing how Michael was. If you don't believe me, tell me when's the last time Michael was in a relationship that you believed. Don't worry, I'll wait. When was the last time you was like, Michael is fucking the shit out of that bitch? Not never. That motherfucker showing up to press conferences, he got Emmanuel Lewis sitting on his motherfucking lap, and we like, oh, that's cute, forgetting the fact that Emmanuel Lewis was 26 motherfucking years old at the goddamn time. He just holding the balcony, picking little boys out, just... I like him. Michael can't fucking lie to me. I'm a grown motherfucking man. I love bitches. That's my shit. I love bitches. So if you go to my house, there's certain shit at my house that ain't for me. It's for bitches. I got a regular bed with regular pillows, and I got two pillows with a silk cover on it. That's not for me. That's in case bitches want to come over there and they don't feel like wrapping their goddamn hair up. They ain't got to fuck up their perm fucking with a nigga. When they come over there, I want them to feel comfortable. Now, what the fuck would Michael need in his house if he was trying to make little boys feel comfortable?
What the hell is wrong with Michael? Another kid? Another kid? I thought it was Groundhog Day when I heard that shit. Another kid? Get the fuck out of here. Yo, that's how much we love Michael. We love Michael so much, we let the first kid slide. Another kid. I'm fucking done. I'm done with Michael. I'm done. I was a fan my whole life. I am fucking done. I'm handing in my glove. Okay. I saw Michael on 60 Minutes. Ed Bradley tried his best to make Michael look like a mammal. Somebody that drank water and breathed air, right? He gave Michael the easiest questions in the world, the easiest GED questions in the world, and Michael could not pass the test. He's like, oh, Michael, you think it's proper for a 45-year-old man to sleep in a bed with 13-year-old boys? Yes. Okay, let me rephrase that. Michael, would you let your children sleep in the bed of a 45-year-old man that's been accused of child molestation?
Yes.
Ed Bradley looked at Michael Jackson like he wanted to say, "Nigga, is you crazy?" Like he wanted to take the 60 minutes clock and push the shit forward. Say, "Get the fuck off my show." "I thought you said it was 60 minutes. It's 10 minutes. Get out of here. You nutty nigga. What the fuck is wrong with you?" I'm done with Michael, man. You see Michael go to court? Motherfucker come to court 20 minutes late. What kind of black man gonna come to court 20 minutes late? This ain't Barbershop 2. This is court, motherfucker. Shit. And he don't even wear a real suit to court. Coming in there looking like Captain Crunch. So who's your lawyer, Frankenberry? Better take your black ass to Banana Republic and get you a decent suit. What the fuck is wrong with that boy? I'm done with fucking Mike. What the fuck? Another kid? That's like another dead white girl showing up at OJ's house. And OJ going, "I know what you're thinking." Michael Jackson going to jail. It's going to be a sad sight when Michael Jackson goes to jail. Oh, we going to shed a tear when Michael Jackson goes to jail. And it ain't even going to be sad the day he go in. It's going to be sad like a month later when that perm grows out of his hair. The shit's all nappy and gray. When his makeup's all fucked up. So he don't got the Crayola people to fix his face no more. That's a fucking sad ass sight. Remember when he was young, everybody used to have those arguments about who's better, Michael Jackson or Prince? Prince won.
Off being a celebrity, I don't like it. I don't trust it. This is 1 minute they all love you, the next thing you know, you're in front of that courthouse dancing on top of a car just trying to figure out what the fuck happened to you. That's what I'm waiting for, because the timing of this Michael Jackson shit is what makes me doubt it. Every time this war is going out of control, or the economy gets bad, or something is wrong with the world at large, it's always these moments in history that Michael Jackson will coincidentally jerk off a kid. This is getting a little ridiculous. Like, are you planning this shit? Do you have meetings? Michael, thank you for coming. As you know, Michael, the war has not been going as well as we expected. There's been a lot of hiccups, and the public is asking us a lot of questions, of course. And, well, Michael, there's no nice way to say this, and all I know how to do is be direct, so let me just be direct. We're going to need you to jerk off another child, Mike. I'm sorry. I am sorry. But it would really help out. Or maybe he did it. Who knows? Who knows? That's the thing. That's what I wanted to say. Who knows? Who the fuck knows? Mike, God, and this little boy know. That's about it. That's about it. The only reason that I can even talk about this shit is because everybody is speculating. They all think he did it. And I don't think he did it. I'm alone in this. I don't think he did it. I'm not going to say I don't think he did it. That's too strong. Let me just say I am reserving judgment until all the facts come out. But so far from what I heard, I mean, the kid said he's dying of cancer. He was in Make-A-Wish Foundation. He claims he had 2 weeks to live, and it was his dying wish to meet Michael Jackson. Come on, man, give me a fucking break. This kid is 10 years old. He don't remember Thriller. What the fuck you want to meet Michael Jackson for, honestly? I remember Thriller, and I just, like, kind of want to meet this nigga. Like, I wouldn't break an appointment to meet him. I'll put it that way. I'd have to already be free. That's ridiculous. It's like if I'm dying in 2 weeks and go, oh, mama, oh, get me in a room with Chubby Chuckle. I wouldn't want to meet that motherfucker. My last 2 weeks. Why not Usher or somebody like this? So then the kid claims he goes to Michael's house. This is where it all gets crazy. I don't, like, you know, he does everything you'd expect at Michael's house. They climbed trees and rode roller coasters and Ferris wheels. The chef made cookies, pies, and cakes. They was petting the monkey and the giraffe. Sing songs, kid shit. And in the middle of all this childlike activity, for some reason, Mike pulled out some wine and some pills and sucked this kid's dick. Folks, it hurts me to say. And the kid had the nerve to call that abuse. Motherfucker, that is a good host. God damn, what else do you want? What else do you want? I'm lucky to get a glass of a great drink at my friend's house. Let alone a roller coaster ride and my dick sucked. Mike must be confused, like I brought you in my house, I fed you, I sucked your dick, and this is how you repay me, motherfucker. This was your wish, not mine. Thought you were dying in 2 weeks. What happened to that, motherfucker? I've been in court for a year and a half. You get stronger every time I see you.
Let me go back. You just said that you would practice the dance steps and your father would be holding a belt in his hand. Is that what you just said?
Yes. And he would tear you up if you missed. And so we, not only were we practicing, we were nervous rehearsing because he sat in a chair and he had this belt in his hand. And if you didn't do it the right way, he would tear you up, really get you. But I got it a lot of times, but I think my brother Marlon got it the most because he had a hard time at first. He tried so hard. And it was always, do it like Michael, do it like Michael, you know. But the others were very nervous, and I was nervous too, you know, because he was tough.
How often would he beat you?
Too much.
Would he only use the belt?
Why do you do this to me? No more than a belt.
What else would he use to hit you with?
Iron cords. Whatever's around. Throw you up against the wall as hard as he could. See, it's one thing to...
But you were only a child.
I know.
You were a baby.
I know. It's one thing to discipline...
And you were producing successful records.
I know. He would lose his temper. I just remember hearing my mother scream, "Joe, you're going to kill him. You're going to kill him. Stop it. You're going to kill him." You know, and I was so fast, you know, he couldn't catch me half the time. But when he would catch me, oh, my God, it was bad. It was really bad.
I looked up at the screen and couldn't help wondering what effect this violence had on young Michael.
We were terrified of him. Terrified, I can't tell you. I don't think he realized to this day how scared. I mean, scared. So scared that I would regurgitate.
You would vomit?
Mm-hmm.
When would you vomit? What would produce that sort of reaction in you?
His presence. Just seeing him. And sometimes I'd faint, and my bodyguards would have to hold me up.
When he was beating you, did you hate him?
Yeah. Strong hate. That's why to this day I don't lay a finger on my children. I don't want them to ever feel that way about me. Ever. And he didn't allow us to call him Daddy. And I wanted to call him Daddy so bad. He said, "I'm not Daddy, I'm Joseph to you," you know? And I totally forgive him for all of it, you know. You have to. But I don't allow my children to call me Michael. I say I'm Daddy. It's just the opposite. So when people say the abuse, that's not true. That's not true at all.
Thirty years on, the memories seemed as raw as ever. But there was little time now for reflection.
What she's going to do to me when I come. You know, all the...
Well, what did she say?
All the sexual stuff. So I'm scared to death.
So she rings you and says, "Michael, come to my house. I'm going to make love to you."
Yeah.
And you're really scared?
I'm scared. Because I've never done anything like that. I came over there trying to be Mr. Big Shot and brave. I remember she cut all the lights in her bedroom, opened the curtains. You can see the whole skyline of the city over the cliff. It was beautiful. And she told me to go over and lie on the bed, and I did. I laid on the bed. And she slowly walked over, and she touched the button of my shirt to open it. I took my hands like this. I wouldn't let him down. And she just walked away. She knew I was too shy for it. That's what happened.
Did you not feel tempted at all? You just felt frightened.
I was frightened. I was afraid. I think I was ready for that.
Now we're going shopping to this spectacular place. Do you like shopping?
Love it.
What do you love about shopping?
Not so much of buying, and I'm not cheap, but I love seeing how people make things. I love craftsmanship, what people can do with their hands and their imagination.
Have you always been good with your money?
With my money?
Yes.
I mean, I remember getting $200,000 checks in the mail when I was like 12, 13 years old. I used to get these monthly. My father would say, "Well, what do you want to do with it?" I'd say, "Well, of course we should put it away."
You were 12 years old?
Yeah, but he would give me a certain amount to buy things that I wanted to buy. And what I would buy was some bubble gum and some candy and stuff like that.
How much do you think you're worth?
It's way up there, but I don't...
Oh, go on now, go on. Just how much?
Come on, Martin. I've done really well.
$1 billion?
Yeah, it's over there.
It's over $1 billion?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
We headed straight for Jackson's favorite shopping mall. He told me he wanted to spend some serious money, and he wasn't joking.
This is the Venetian.
And when Michael Jackson...
You know, we got these, right?
Wow. Yeah.
What
about pictures, Michael? You love your furnishings, but what about pictures?
Paintings?
Yeah, paintings.
I like this one because they're bathing Apollo. That's what it's like, Apollo.
Oh, yeah.
And the girls are bathing him.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I want that one there.
Okay.
And this one.
Okay.
Because we have this, I bought this statue. The whole marble is huge, bigger than life size. That's the bathing of Apollo, right?
Yes. Michael definitely knows his art.
Obviously. Yeah.
So we're going to first... What about 80% of the shop's been bought by you?
Yeah, look at it that way.
Right. Let's go to the next shop.
As news spread, crowds gathered to catch a glimpse of Michael Jackson. It's been the same since he was a boy, and what happened then sparked a lifelong obsession with...
End of times. Welcome to the Supreme Broadcast. Tonight, the bill will be on Mike Jackson, B-Day, and who he really was. So that's the topic tonight being entitled Mike Jackson and who he really was. I'll first start off, there was a lot of prior or older clips about my interviews and also the songs we all are familiar with and whatnot. First of all, the one that was murdered or whatnot at that by the hands of that Conway person. That was a... One second. That was a clone, actually. You know, I know a lot of y'all talking about, you know, clones and different things. There's a few of them I pointed out. One of them was Mike Tyson. That looks nothing like him, and the clone is always a different character than what he was. I'm not saying, you know, he was just crazy and this and that. I mean, that's true and all. Although, cooperative, never. I mean, it was in that guy's nature not to cooperate. And he died not cooperating. They do as they know how to either freeze his sperm, or if they have whatever, or whenever they have these people's DNA, they go right to work. And they simply try to modify that person. People said about Justin Bieber and that car accident, and how he came back very different. That's how the clones are. They're very different from the character who they were originally. So originally, you know, Justin Bieber was just some little punk. Now he's a little punk hanging with Lil Wayne and Floyd Mayweather. Now he's a wannabe tough guy a little bit. So it's not the same character. So anyways, this one was a really good one. The only thing that gave it away is the features on there. People kept thinking that's from the surgery. The features on how they made up the clone, it was so ridiculous. You know, they couldn't keep that thing up. It just kept falling apart. Real Michael, they killed getting these damn operations. You know, just because they tell you when they killed him don't mean that's when he died. There's a lot of people, they've been unkilled. Although, once when they have maintained or secured his riches or his so-called royalties, which they want. That's all they really want. Then they don't need the person no more. Although in the meantime, he's an endangerment. You know, that clone got out of hand. It was hanging with Ferry Coon and, you know, calling the guy from Sony a devil. And so it got out of hand. Really, it wasn't the same. It was like a different Michael. Like I said, how are he going to be a Muslim? How are he going to go from bleaching himself to being a Muslim? So the personality didn't fit. They can take these people out so easy on an operation table, or Mike Tyson get taken out in a joint while they intentionally locked him up. He didn't have a real liar, a real lawyer to represent him and let it be known, you know, that she brought him up there, or she asked him to come up there at 4 a.m. You know, that's telling you right there, it's a setup. A woman asks a man to come. Any woman asks a man to come up to see her is most definitely interested in him in the middle of the night. You just got to know women and know that one. Although to set him up and say he raped her and all that stuff, a millionaire, you know, is a setup. You don't call somebody up at 4 a.m. and say they raped you. I'm not saying he just supposed to, maybe he roughed her up or got all excited or whatever. Although, we know the deal. Either y'all fucking or you setting him up. So they set him up. Same with Tupac. They tried to get him.
and they break you down in the joint when you're not cooperating. What Tupac did, he did time for an alleged rape. And as he said, there was no DNA evidence. He went to the trial. I think he self-represented himself. They had no evidence or nothing that was concrete that could stick to him or stick to the allegations. They didn't have nothing. So who is this fella Michael here? Who is this guy? And who is he really? Well, who he truly is an African king, you know. And they always return with the energy of royalty. Although how they rule in a royalty is different. You have some kings that abuse their power, and you know, because they had access to little boys and access to other things, you know. And we all are either kings or queens or descendants of them. So, the idea with him, like every king, is their rulership or their empowerment is almost like destiny. It's like a destiny. And how this guy tried to put good messages, believe it or not. You know, all the songs, even the song Beat It, was a message of, you know, trying to get guys and gangs or whatever not to fight each other or whatnot. Although, his messages were pretty positive, we'll say. He's never really put out a negative image. And at one time, when everybody had the glove and different things, he was the ruler in that time. There was nobody walking the earth practically more powerful than him, including the president, anybody. He was more powerful than all of them by being a musician or a singer and a dancer or an entertainer, more like. A lot of these people out here, the people see more powerful and they listen to more. That's why some of them are starting to talk about running for president and stuff. Because they understand the following that they have, or people that are listening to them. So that's the idea there. It's a lot of other interesting things to be added to that, although I'll leave it with that. So his family and upbringing, as he pointed out, was pretty rough. And he did do homosexual acts with Quincy Jones for his career, or he was a homosexual. Even the guy in Beat It was a homosexual. The one that, matter of fact, he died of AIDS. The guy with the glasses. He was a blatant homo. Most of them dancers in that video was gay. They're dancers. So it's not that this guy is a saint or anything. I mean, he's definitely far from that. Although he at least impacted the world at one time with, you know, with a positivity. Believe it or not. They may have that glove and that jacket, although wasn't nobody trying to do like the way 2 Chainz and all these other guys out here, how they have you guys feeling and reacting. So, anyways, we had a hard time getting on tonight, so we'll go ahead and cut it short. I just wanted to put this thought out here and put it on official paper. So with that said, mathematical truth and timeless energy.